Brothers at the back, I think I'm in the way up. Please make up your mind. I go slightly back. Battle after battle, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu destroyed the Persian. Battle after battle. But the final battle which took place between the Muslims and the Persians was the Battle of Qadsiyah and the Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. But the reality is the man who demoralized, the man who destroyed the foundation of the Persians was Khalid ibn Walid. And then what the Romans did is that they amassed a huge army to fight the Muslims. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent some expeditions. And the Romans said, we will teach Abu Bakr a lesson for coming into our territories. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard about this and he began to laugh. And he said, لَأُشْبِيَنَّ وَصَارِسَ رُمْبِ خَالِدٍ. He said, I will dispel the satanic whispers that the Romans are having through Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And then he wrote a letter to Khalid. He told him to hurry and meet Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu called a council and he asked what were the two ways, what was the fastest way of reaching Sham. And they gave him two routes. One was south, which was the fastest but the longest, and the second one was north, where he would have to go past Roman garrisons. These weren't good enough for Khalid. Khalid said, I want another route which is even faster. And then they said, the other route is, and only one man knew this route, and his name was Rafi ibn Amr. And he said, there is one route, but that route is 120 miles without any water. It is perilous even if an individual does it. And with an army of 9,000 people, it's total suicide. And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu said, this is the path that we will take. And the Sahaba objected. They said, why take this path? And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu said, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah said that we must hurry. And don't let your resolve become weakened, because the help of Allah, understand this, the help of Allah comes on the basis of what people's resolve is. If you trust in Allah, then Allah becomes yours. If you follow the commands of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes yours. And he said, the help of Allah descends upon the basis of your resolve, and as long as we have Allah, we need nobody else. And then they undertook this journey with 9,000 men. 120 miles, the water finished in 3 days. And after 3 days, the men were saying, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. And when after the 5th day, when they were meant to reach their destiny, Rafi could no longer see, because of the rays of the sun. And they said, oh Rafi, where's the water? And he said, send scouts to look for 2 hillocks which look like the breast of a woman. And they sent these scouts and they found these hillocks and they came back. And then he said, look for a tree which looks like a man prostrating. And they found a tree, but this tree was just a trunk. And Rafi said, dig underneath it. And the narration mentioned, water came forth like a river. But this was based on Khalid bin Walid's resolve. And I mentioned, when they besieged Hira, they sent a man called Abdul Masih. And Abdul Masih was a Christian. And he had a pouch, and Khalid asked him, what's in the pouch? And he said, poison. He said, I'm an old man, and I live my life in honor. And if you try to disgrace me, I will drink the poison. And Khalid said, give it to me. And Khalid took it, and he said, Bismillah la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ard wa la fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aleem. He said, in the name of Allah, and nothing in the heavens and the earth can harm you if you take the name of Allah. But it is based on your tawakkul and your belief in Allah. Because these were people who trusted in Allah. And when they defined Khalid ibn Walid, what did they say about Khalid ibn Walid? They said he was a man who would never rest, and he would not allow those around him to rest, and nothing was concealed from him. When the Persians wrote a letter to the Chinese, and they said that is a menace, the Arabs, let's deal with them together. And the Chinese emperor wrote a letter back, and he said, what do you want me to do with a group of people? That if they desire to move a mountain, they will move a mountain. They will move a mountain, because they had met with belief, like Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu amongst them. And then Khalid did to the Romans what he did to the Persians. He crushed them like a tsunami. Ajnadayn. There were 3 times more Romans than the Muslims at Ajnadayn. And Khalid crushed them. And then came Damascus, regarding which the Prophet ﷺ said, the most beloved place in Sham is Damascus. And Khalid came with 8,000 men, and the Romans had 17,000. And Khalid, he wanted to demoralize the armies, because this was the greatest tactic Khalid had. He would demoralize armies. He would write letters to them. He would say, submit. And if you do not submit, then give jizya. And if you do not give jizya, then I have a group of people. Yuhibbuna al-mawta kama tuhibbuna al-hayat. They love death like you love life. And this would make them shake in their boots. And he demoralized his 17,000 army. He said, how many people to fight them? He said, one man. Zirar ibn Aswar, one man. And he said, Zirar, go and fight. And they saw Zirar coming, they thought he was a messenger. Until he struck one of them. And then one of the Romans, they came in rage, and they attacked Zirar, and he killed another one. And 2 more attacked, and then Zirar attacked another 2, and he killed them. 4 men he killed. Then Khalid said, Abdul Rahman, the son of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he said, you go and deal with them. And he went and he killed 4 men and came back. And then Khalid went himself. And the narration mentioned he would attack, retreat, attack, retreat. He killed over 2 dozen men. And this army was made of 2 different separate armies. One was led by a man called Qulus, and the other one Israel. And none of them wanted to fight Khalid. The 2 generals of this army, they drew lots who would go and fight him. And Qulus came forward. And Qulus came with a translator, and he said to the translator, he said, you know, if you see this Arab overpower me, kill him, and I will give you more wealth than you can dream of. And the translator said, I haven't come to fight. This man can eat 50 of me. What am I going to do with your wealth if I'm dead? But he said, don't worry. I will instill in the heart of this man your fear. And he went and he said, oh Arab, be aware. This is the champion of Sham, and he will not spare you. And Khalid began to laugh. And he said, you are like, to us in our eyes, you are nothing like but birds in a cage. And birds in a cage can't harm anybody. And as for me, I am Khalid bin Walid. And when the translator, because they didn't know this was Khalid bin Walid, when the translator heard this, he began to shake. And he went back to Qulus and he said, this is Khalid. And Qulus said, make sure that we don't have to fight today. Tell him we want to postpone the fight. And he said, why haven't you killed him yet? So Khalid said, I want to kill both of you together. And then Qunuz said, and then Israel said, if you kill Qunuz, I will give you much, a great reward. And Khalid radiallahu anhu said, how much will you give me if I save you? And Israel said, how much do you want? And Khalid said, I want the jizya. You give me the jizya and I will spare you. And Qunuz attacked Khalid, and Khalid defeated him, and he captured him, and he took him back. And then the Muslim army destroyed. They destroyed the army and they took over Damascus. And then Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu saw a dream that he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before they took over Damascus, he saw this dream. He saw a dream that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Glad tidings, O Abu Ubaidah, you will take Damascus." And then he was hurrying, and Abu Ubaidah asked him, "O Messenger of Allah, where are you going?" And he said, I am going to the janazah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And when the letter of Khalid bin Walid, when the letter of Umar ibn Khattab came, that Abu Bakr had passed away, Abu Ubaidah already had the feeling, he had seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did this letter say? This said, reinstated Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah and demoted Khalid bin Walid. And for an entire month, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah didn't tell Khalid bin Walid, because he knew that this would demoralize the men. Men from all over the Arab Peninsula would come to fight under the sword of Allah. And after an entire month, he told Khalid bin Walid. And what did Khalid say? What did Khalid say? He said, Umar is our leader. We will obey, we will listen and we will obey. And then he said, I swear by Allah, obey, that you are my master. If Umar had placed a child over me, I would have obeyed. Because these people didn't aspire for the dunya. And Allah mentions in the Quran, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْآخِرَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He said, the hereafter, we have created for those who don't want prominence in this dunya. Those who do not want anything in the dunya, they will attain what they want by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And Khalid bin Walid fought with the same vigor that he fought before. And they took Fahl and they took Hims. And then came the greatest battle ever between the cross and the crescent. The battle of Yarmouk. This was the defining battle. The Christians came with 240,000 men. And the Muslims had 41,000 men. And when they heard that Khalid bin Walid was coming, they began to shake in their shoes. Because Khalid was never scared of anybody, because the Prophet ﷺ made a special dua for Khalid, that he feared nobody. And Khalid mentioned after that day, I never feared anybody. And when Khalid was examining his ranks, there was a young soldier, and this young soldier said, he looked at the Roman army and he marveled at the numbers. And he said, how many are the Romans and how few are we? And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu said, don't say that. Say how many are the believers and how few are the Romans, because weakness comes from being forsaken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as you have Allah on your side, there is nobody can defeat you. As long as Allah is yours, everything is yours. And these were a group of people who were not forsaken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same battle, when the Romans sent spies to spy on the Muslims, they came back. And how did they define the Muslim army? They said, these are a group of people who are on horseback during the day and on their prayer mats in the evening. If their leader steals, they will cut off his hand. And if he fornicates, they will stone him. And every single one of them compete with each other to uphold the truth and the haqq. This was the definition of the believers. And then the battle began. And the Romans sent their mightiest warrior, a Greek man called George. By this time, let alone be scared of Khalid, they didn't even want to draw their sword. And he came out. And he came to Khalid, radiallahu anhu. And he didn't even bother drawing his sword. And he said, oh Khalid, tell me something. An honorable and noble man don't lie and don't deceive. Is it true that God sent a sword unto your prophet, and the Prophet ﷺ gave it to you, and there was never a time that you took it out but you defeated your enemy? And Khalid said, that's not true. Then he said, why do they call you the sword of Allah? And Khalid told him the reason why they call him the sword of Allah. And then he said, what do you call towards? And Khalid radiallahu anhu said, we call towards that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. And then he said, if I do not accept, then Khalid said, you will have to pay the jizya. And he said, if I still do not accept, then Khalid said, you will have to face the sword. And in this case, you will have to face the sword of Allah. And he asked, he said, what is the status for the person who embraces your religion? And Khalid said, in our religion, we are all equal. And then he said, I take on your religion. And he embraced Islam. And Khalid radiallahu anhu took the shahada on the hand of Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid taught him to pray two rakats. That's all he did. He prayed two rakats and he went into the battlefield and he was martyred. This was the greatest battle. For 6 days this battle raged. For 6 days. And the narration mentioned on the first day, Khalid had killed over 100 men. Again in this battle, he broke 9 swords again. And on the fourth day, the Romans threw everything that they had at the Muslims. And the narration mentioned that while Khalid was fighting, he was fighting with so much ferocity that he lost his hat. And then there was a lull in the fighting. And Khalid was always cool and calm. And he was frantically saying, where's my hat? My hat? My hat? And finally they looked for his hat and they found it. And somebody asked him, what's with this hat? And he said, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did the Hajj and he had his hair shaved. I went and I took the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it shows the love that these people had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what are you going to do with these hair? And I said, oh Messenger of Allah, I will take strength with them against my enemies. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as long as you will have them, you will never be defeated. And he said, I had them sewn into my hat, and never have I fought an enemy, but I am overcoming with the barakah of the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on this battle, wallahi, men gave sacrifice which were unparalleled in history. On the fourth day, when the Romans threw everything that they had at the Muslims, and the Muslims were retreating, Ikrama radiallahu anhu, the son of Abu Jahl, and this is where Allah said, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Allah takes something life out of something dead. His father was spiritually dead, but he took a man like Ikrama. Ikrama, when the Muslims were retreating, he took an oath. He took an oath that he would fight until he died. And he took a pledge for 400 men. And he was Khalid ibn Walid's best friend. And Khalid radiallahu anhu pleaded with him. He said, oh Ikrama, your loss would be a great, your death would be a great loss to the believers. Don't go. And Ikrama said, how many times I fought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I never ran away from the battlefield. Do you think today I will leave the battle with you? And he went with his 400 men, and then he turned around to Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah and he said, oh Abu Ubaidah, I swear by Allah, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. I swear by Allah, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. And then he said, oh Abu Ubaidah, I'm about to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you have any message for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu said, yes, give him my salam. And tell him, لَقَدْ وَجَدْنَا وَعْدَ رَبِّنَا حَقًا. We have found the promise of our Lord to be the truth. And Ikrama went and he was martyred, and after the battle, Khalid radiallahu anhu found him and he was breathing his last, and Khalid was placing water into his mouth. And Ikrama died on the lap of Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. For 6 days this battle raged until finally the Muslims defeated him. And after that day, the Romans never came into the Arab Peninsula. Never. And this was one of the last greatest battles that Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu fought. And then Khalid was a very generous person. And he had attained much booty. And people would come to Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu and they would ask him for money. And Khalid would give generously. And amongst these people was a man called Ashash ibn Gayth. And he was a poet. And the rumor spread that Khalid ibn Walid had given him money from the wealth of the believers, and he had given him money because he was reciting poetry regarding Khalid bin Walid. And Umar radiallahu anhu found out about this. And Umar became enraged. And he had Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu demoted. And then he summoned Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu to Medina to explain himself. And Khalid radiallahu anhu explained him. He asked him, was it your wealth or was it the wealth of the believer? And Khalid radiallahu anhu said, it was from my own pocket. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, then if that's the case, I exonerate you. And he made a public announcement that it wasn't due to this reason that he had demoted Khalid bin Walid, but it was due to the reason that Umar liked centralized government. He liked to know what his governors were doing. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was used to Abu Bakr giving him a free reign. And so when the issue of Mu'alafatul Qulub came, Umar believed that Mu'alafatul Qulub should no longer be given the zakah. Whilst Khalid believed that these people had newly embraced Islam, to give them some money so they come closer. And this was his ijtihad. And Umar told Khalid that he should give nothing. He should give nothing unless he informs him. And Khalid said, if that's the case, then do whatever you wish. And Umar radiallahu anhu demoted him. But this wasn't the greatest test for Khalid bin Walid. The greatest test for Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was that Umar radiallahu anhu stopped him from going to the battlefield. And the reason why Umar radiallahu anhu did this, because people's trust, their trust was in Khalid rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They began to say, wherever Khalid goes, he cannot be defeated. He's undefeatable. And Umar was concerned about the aqeedah and the belief of the people. And hence, he told Walid, did not allow Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu to go to the battlefield. Can you imagine, in the time of Abu Bakr, for 1 year after Hira, Abu Bakr did not allow Khalid bin Walid to fight. And Khalid bin Walid named that year the year of women, because he couldn't fight. And for the last 4 years of his life, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was not allowed to go into the battlefield. But as I mentioned, Khalid was not only a soldier, he was a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the narration mentioned that after Fajr Salah, he would pick the Quran, and all the way to Dhuhr, he would recite the Quran and he would cry out in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, men, you will never have men, wallahi, you have no men. You have no men in Birmingham who can compare with the likes of Khalid. You have no men in the world who can compare that with Khalid bin Walid. But they cried out of the fear of Allah. They were humble. They were humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Khalid insulted Ammar, and Ammar was a slave and he was the son of a slave, and Khalid insulted him, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rebuked Khalid. Khalid didn't say, I'm not going to go to this slave. Khalid went to Ammar, and Khalid radiallahu anhu mentioned that there was nothing more beloved to me than to attain the pleasure of Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu. This was humility, humility. And the last 4 years of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he remained at home until he was close to death. And the narration mentions somewhere at 58 when he passed away, or 60 when he was passed away. And before he passed away, one of his friends came to see him. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was depressed because he wanted to die on the battlefield. And he said, look at my leg. And he showed him his leg. He said, do you see a hand equivalent to a hand span which does not have a wound upon it? And he looked at his leg, and it was not even equivalent to a hand span which did not have a wound on it. Then he showed him his left leg, and the same, not a hand span which did not have a wound upon it. And then he showed him his right arm, and then he showed him the left arm, and then he showed him his chest, and there was not a hand span which did not have a wound upon it. And Khalid said, I fought numerous battles. I fought over 100 duels, and you see me dying on my bed. And his friend said, O Khalid, don't you understand? The day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined you as the sword of Allah, it was impossible for you to die in the battlefield. And Khalid said, why? He said, because if you had died in the battlefield, then an unbeliever would have killed the sword of Allah. And that means the sword of Allah would have been broken by the enemy of Allah, and this could never happen. And Khalid radiallahu anhu died upon his bed. He died upon his bed. Khalid, on the day He was Allah's son. And contrary to his desire, he died upon his bed. And the man who fought numerous battles, the man who fought duel upon duel, the man who brought the two superpowers to their knee, wanted shahada, but he died on his bed. And why shouldn't he desire shahada? Why shouldn't he desire for shahada? For shaheed on the day of judgment, his blood will smell like musk. His blood, he's not given a bath because his blood will bear testimony for him on the day of judgment. These clothes are not changed because his clothes will bear a testimony for him on the day of judgment. He's no janazah salah read upon him because he is alive by Allah. And Allah said, لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Do not regard those who have passed away in their path of their Lord as dead, but they are alive by Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains them. And maybe Khalid's blood will not bear testimony for him on the day of judgment. Maybe his clothes will not bear testimony for him on the day of judgment. But I swear by Allah, there will be no mujahid who will not bear a testimony for Khalid. There will be no shaheed who will not bear a testimony for Khalid bin Walid. Because there has never been a mujahid or a shaheed who has not been inspired by Khalid bin Walid, the unsheathed sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Khalid bin Walid passed away, the only thing this mujahid left behind was three things: his horse, his weapons, and his slave. Only three things he left behind. Can you imagine the man who would dare to ride the horse that Khalid bin Walid rode? And was there any man who could fulfill the right of that horse upon which Khalid bin Walid rode? Was there any man who would dare hold the sword which Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu held? And when the news of the demise of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu reached Medina, Umar radiallahu anhu had a very strict order that nobody should cry over the dead. To the degree that when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, the women gathered in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and Abu Bakr dispersed them. And I'm sorry, Umar dispersed them. He said, nobody is allowed to mourn over the deceased. But when the news of Khalid bin Walid came, Umar sat where he was, and the women began to cry. And a man came to Umar and he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, the women are crying. Sort them out. And Umar said, may your mother lose you. For on the likes of Khalid bin Walid, those who cry should be allowed to cry. On the likes of Khalid bin Walid, those who cry should be allowed to cry. And Khalid heard the mother of Khalid bin Walid, and Umar radiallahu anhu heard the mother of Khalid bin Walid reciting poetry. She said, أنت خير من ألف ألف من القوم إذا ما كبت وجوه الرجال الشجاع أنت أشجع من ليث والصخر بن أبي أشبال الجواد أنت أجود من سيل يتسفل بين الجبال. She said, you are better than a million as long as men fall in front of you on their faces, and you are braver than a tiger and Sahr ibn Abi Ishbali. And as for generosity, you are more generous than that stream which comes down from a mountain. And Umar radiallahu anhu heard this and he said, the mother of Khalid has spoken the truth. He was better than a million. And I swear by Allah, if Khalid was better than a million in those days, he is better than a million of today. But there will never be another Khalid bin Walid. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, أجزت النساء يلدن مثل خالد. Women will no longer be able to bear the likes of Khalid bin Walid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of Khalid bin Walid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create thousands of Khalid bin Walid in this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that on the day of judgment we are with the likes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the likes of Khalid bin Walid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause this gathering and every single person here to make special dua for the likes of Khalid bin Walid, because they are inspiration. Yes, Sufyan ibn Uyayna radiallahu anhu said that the remembrance